Oh shit, you listen to the Shapeless Mass Podcast at podcast.shapelessmass.com. Ooh.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Who knows?
Right. And Turntablism by yours truly, EBA.
Yeah.
This guy is Snoop Toddy Todd, and this guy is
Sir Mildred Pierce.
Yes,
that's me.
Right. Sir Mildred
Sir Mildred Pierce.
Knighted in
Order of the Garter.
You're Michael Knight. Anyway.
Sonic.
Please keep sending those emails. Appreciate it. Everybody sent them in.
I got some responses from some people I sent emails to.
Okay. We had this little email thingy.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Well, I got an email back from Dan Warren. He said he was cool about that. So I told him, you know, if he has anything he wants us to play specifically. Something new, you know.
Something we
could feature, you know. Bishop Allen wrote me back, said thanks. And he said he was downloading it and listening to it. Sage Francis wrote back, said thanks.
Sage Francis, wow.
iMonster wrote back, said thanks too.
Wow.
So, eMonster.
eMonster.
Yeah.
Like ePod.
Yeah.
Speaking of ePod, this would be a good time for Mr. Snoop Toddy Todd here. He wanted to say a few choice words about iPods. Let her rip, son.
Oh, man. Last year I decided I was going to convert completely over to Apple. That converted completely over to Apple.
It's
Apple.
His new religion. Yeah.
Yes.
He's now from the church.
So you're iLife.
Yes, I'm,
yeah.
iLife. I'm iLife instead of the Blue Screen of Death.
Yeah.
Because we all know that Jesus is an Apple. My iPod was a relief to me.
Yeah.
At work.
It's fun, I mean, when you have an iPod.
Well, I was just going to say that it's kind of ridiculous that not even within about a six-month time period that I had to restore it. I was like, okay, that's fine. I have to restore it. Something happened, a small glitch. You know, the sad Mac face made it hurt me.
It's like the end of Old Yeller. So that's your iPod rant?
Yeah, talk about tangents.
That's
So you're basically, my iPod is, it kind of sucks, but I still love it.
Well, I mean,
because it's an Apple. It's got an Apple logo on it.
It's not really so much that.
It's good rant.
This time I'm going to restore it and sell it on eBay as is. I'm done with it right now.
Seriously?
Dead serious.
Man.
I'm upset with how I would have to pay more money to get it fixed after it has a year warranty on it. I can't send it in there unless I pay $47.
Damn.
To actually send it off to them, to Apple. And then on top of that, whenever you read their terms of service, they could put parts in it that are less than equal to what was originally put into it.
That's lame.
So on top of
lame
that,
whores.
Please it wasn't don't do that. Sorry, you're saying?
You lead whore. But it was
people who speak in leet aloud should be shot in front of their families.
And they make baby Jesus cry.
So you agree with the Nazis?
Yes. When it comes, I think all leet, like people who speak aloud in leet, should be rounded up into an internment camp and experimented upon, and you know, basically destroyed in vacuum tubes or shot in front of their families. Like bring the family up. Like this is what we do to leet speakers. Blam.
You want to play a song?
Yes, I do want to play a song, actually. Because we forgot to play it last week, we're going to play The Love Song by Chaos. Interesting because it's one of the first hip-hop songs I've heard to have a live orchestra. So check it out.
Feels good to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company. Cool hallucination, I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies. Why do I fantasize? Why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside just fire and rage? Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Trying to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down on my last note. It's murder she wrote, assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavily necessary. I should've known, they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just trying to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. Just you know I love y'all. Lyrical optometrist with 20/20 vision. I serve my rhymes like my granny used to serve provision. Chaotic or amniotic or fluid. The rap druid is fluid. In the art of onomatopoeia. Metaphysical microscopic topic dropper. When I was a kid I wanted roller skates and a bike chopper. But alas, pop, pop. Never thought to keep me in style. That's why I'm schizophrenic now. So God bless the child that has his own. The harvest we reap is what we sown. Chrome microphone shooting towards the dome of computer digital clones. And mimic philosopher's stones. Saying the styles they own when they bite like Michael Brown's. Man, I sound ill. Relationship is a mirror that you see yourself within. And the picture is clearer. That's why I'm on the scene with a mic like Ernesto Guevara. While they exploit the lights like Geraldo Rivera. They just... It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just try to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. Yeah, this is just a love song. It's easy not to care what people say. It's harder to pretend to try. Cause they can only love you from yesterday. I'm looking at the now, people's eyes. I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom kills so many things. Say it again. I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings.
With the love song. What y'all think?
Yeah.
It's good. A little sitar thing going on there.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Love the orchestra, man.
Maybe it was George Harrison playing the sitar, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Right before he was gunned down.
It was an interesting
he
sound.
Was knifed.
He was knifed. Down. Either way,
Yoko
painful.
Ono.
Say what?
Either way, painful.
Well, I know that's complete juxtaposition to that, but how about...
Mildred Reviews the World.
A movie or TV show?
How about Growing Pains, the TV show?
Growing Pains? Is that the one with Kirk Cameron?
Yeah, the guy that grew up to be in the all the Left Behind movies.
I don't actually really remember much of Growing Pains, to tell you the truth. I didn't really watch it.
Wasn't the daughter, like, really hot?
Mallory.
Yeah.
I remember her name, that's it. I don't really remember. She probably was at the time, but I bet if you look at her now, she probably looks kind of weird.
Yeah. Like, not like,
like from the
that
80s.
Other show with Urkel where the daughter went on to do porn. Family Matters?
Okay. What was the one where it was the four girls in the boarding house? Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the girls on there actually went on to go do porn, actually. And somebody actually brought that movie into GameStop, and we bought it from them, because we didn't know it was porn. And I was going to buy it, but somebody bought it, like, the next day.
I didn't think you guys carried porn at GameStop.
Occasionally, we'll get something in that... Because we can buy stuff even if it's not in the computer, we should give it a generic label.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't say on the front that this is softcore porn.
Oh, softcore?
Well, it's not.
Softcore porno ain't exactly the same thing.
Well, it's like a step above Cinemax.
Yeah, it would be kind of awkward though for like little Tim. You think he's getting the Lion King?
Who?
I'm just making up a fake story here. You're just ruining it.
Sorry. I don't think anybody would buy that. It was pretty bad box cover. But the name of the movie was actually Different Strokes, because they were going to call it Facts of Life, I think, but they got threatened. So they just went with the next TV show that... Yeah, then that girl died like a few years later from some drug overdose or something.
A porno star dying of a drug overdose.
And she was...
Stop the press!
She was the one on the show that was the most, like...
Chaste?
Yes, that's a good word.
I will never do anything bad. Oh, suck dick. Take it up your ass, yeah.
So, family ties.
based off
two,
all that.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up, yes.
I'll give it two thumbs down for being fairly forgettable, because I don't really remember.
You should give it an additional thumb down for spawning Kirk Cameron's career.
So, category two is a song or band or an album or something like that, some music type thing. A concert, maybe.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to give Cool Keith Aliens a try from off of the Return of Dr. Octagon.
I don't know, the first Dr. Octagon album was considerably better.
Have you listened to the second one yet?
No.
Okay.
I will say that,
then.
Yeah, the production is a whole lot different, but the craziness and the wildness that was...
It is about aliens, so I'm already giving...
Maybe it's about Alien Gonzalez.
Maybe Alien Combs.
We're going to play this, and then SMP is going to review it. This is Dr. Octagon, Aliens.
What am I going to do when the aliens get here? Austin is powered up enough to fill that landscape. 2.7 in the cockpit, chemicals rising, Saturn and Truss. From the Mercury astronaut, George Austin. From the economics liberation in Boston. Massachusetts protected by the Army and Red Berets. Special effect units, navigational training. Four altitudes, three compulsive rates. Phoenix, Arizona, you know the aliens looking in my face. Reserve Marines, coming in. Coming in. Stop. The grayish blue pine soil, so we flowing. The highway that night, the orange beam coming down was bright. Truck stop, not a myth, remember that light. The orange beam, not a myth, remember that light. Observation, not a myth, remember that light. You've been abducted by a gas. Ready, steam full engine, service space, satellites, watch check the parking lights, connect the inputs in, protected by steel, copper and tin, gasoline thrust, 17.10, observation, aliens under frustration, kamikaze gear, security information, close your windows, send men out the post, hold your location, look around, that's right, we moving up downtown, closing in, hosing in, that's right, dozing in, you moving with the heat, we come frozen in, stop. Look around, moving up downtown. Look around, that's right. Total passive protection suit, 4 o'clock in the fire engages.
million. A telephone code, Earthman, you know it was us. Aliens. With two cans, if that's right, we came dangerous. Aliens. Stop. Aliens. That's right, look around. Moving up, you've been abducted. Aliens. That's right, stop. Look around, look around. Aliens. You've been abducted. That's right. That's right, round. We move it up downtown. Coming in.
Aliens. Well, I will admit that it is better than I expected it to be, but it can't hold a candle to the original.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
It covered all the bases, and, you know.
Covered all the bases.
As far as aliens go. So I'm going to give it, I think I'm going to give it 4 thumbs up, so.
Okay.
I think people should do more stuff about aliens.
I didn't cover anal probing, though.
Thankfully.
I want to give it 3 thumbs down for not having DJ Kubert and Dan the Automator.
Well, maybe they had other obligations. Are you going to give 3 thumbs down to everything else in the world that doesn't have
it? No, just any Dr. Octagon album that doesn't have it. It's kind of like, you know, the Beatles without Paul McCartney.
They got on like 3 or 4 albums without Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was dead.
That's right. Yes, that's right. So, section 3 is a book category.
Yeah. This is a book called Nothing in This Book Is True, But It Is Exactly How Things Are.
Let me see it. All right, so it's by Bob Frisell.
A.K.A. L. Ron Hubbard.
This guy basically in the beginning starts to question UFOs. He's a certified rebirther.
Mm.
What's a rebirther?
I have no idea.
But he's certified as one.
It's got a UFO on the cover and some crop circles and aliens and a face on Mars. So that's cool. So
it gets
some thumbs up. Oh, and first page I turn to, it's got the platonic solids on it. That's cool because I am obsessed with the platonic solids. So especially the dodecahedron.
You and Archimedes Plutonium.
Yeah.
But it's a really obscure book because it talks about how dolphins were talking to man, and you know, it also notates that dolphins are actually able to carry on a conversation with man, was the fact that their brain works on 100% whenever they go to sleep. They basically shut off one hemisphere of their brain, supposedly.
Yeah, I'll give it 3 thumbs up. It's got some stuff on the Fibonacci sequence and golden rectangle in there.
The so Lucifer cool. Rebellion.
It's got lots of pictures. Maybe one for being crazy.
Dude, it goes on to talking about Atlantis.
Mind clearing 101. I am a master here to co-create heaven on earth. No way, you must be kidding. I am a master here to co-create heaven on earth. Give me a break. I am a master here to co-create heaven on earth. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I am a master here to co-create heaven on earth. I wonder if it is possible. I am the master here to co-create heaven on earth. I'll consider it. Just reading right out of the book, man. And then it says, I watch the place when the master is away.
Yeah. So, that looks interesting. It kind of reminds me of some books I've read. So,
maybe L. Ron Hubbard's Love Child, somebody.
It doesn't really remind me of L. Ron Hubbard very much, but...
Well, the aliens are there.
The L is for hope.
Yeah, but, you know, everything L. Ron Hubbard was truth. And that... is blasphemous lies. So yeah. Obviously there's a big difference.
Xenon would definitely not
have. We should.
I thought that was neat.
So category number 4 is a video game.
Why not The Getaway, since you've actually played it and I haven't?
Yeah, I'm playing the Getaway Black Monday right now, and it's got a lot of potential, I think. It's really beautifully done. Graphics.
I was impressed with the graphics, yeah.
I mean, they are a little bit toned down, but they're just realistic because it's completely modeled on Unreal London. So, I mean, yeah. it's and that unto itself is a feat and an accomplishment.
However,
it's kind of, in my opinion, it's dumbed down because what the game makers wanted to do was create this cinematic experience.
Now, see, you and I disagree here, because I like the fact that there aren't any, like, gauges or anything like that.
You haven't actually played it. You're only watching it. So if you're watching it, yeah, it's probably pretty cool, because it is cool to watch. But playing it, it really detracts from the experience. And I think the biggest problem is a lot of the stuff that they try to make like a movie, since it does get in the way of the gameplay, it just becomes distracting. Like, no crosshairs for the guns and stuff like that. You just get frustrated, and you can't help thinking, you know, if this was a movie, that guy'd be dead by now. Whereas I'm in this game and I'm shooting blind, trying to hit this guy that's 50 yards away or whatever with my machine gun or whatever. And of course, there's no first person view in the car, which always pisses me off with any game that does that, because I'm a much better driver in the first person. I can drive when I'm in a video game and it's first person. So you see me drive, I'm a good driver.
Not wearing underwear.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll give it actually 4 thumbs up, and then I'll give it 4 thumbs down.
So it's neutral.
Yeah, it pretty much evens out. Or
kind of like Switzerland.
Mm. They have the best cheese, knives, and bank accounts.
Hopefully, the getaway on the PlayStation 3 will be much better. I think what they should do is just give people options, and that goes for any game. Any game that takes away the option to do this or do that, like on Nintendo games, the option to take away the music, stuff like that, you know.
I think if I would also like to add an additional thumb down for the getaway one.
Mm.
Just where when you would rest, it always looked like he was masturbating.
Yeah.
Because he would go.
I think that's kind of lame too. So.
Yeah.
Next category is a food.
Let's go with pizza.
Pizza, yeah. That's.
Oh, it's in a pizza mood.
I think one of the reasons aliens come to this planet is for our pizza. So. Definitely a 5. Thumbs up food. And there's very rare foods in the world that are 5
it's
times
It's really
up.
Hard to get bad pizza. I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that even cheap pizza, like the little 89-cent ones you get at Kroger, are good. And
oh, okay.
It's really hard. It was kind of like macaroni and cheese. It's really hard to get. Now, I've had some bad macaroni and cheese. I think it's easier to get bad macaroni and cheese, but it's really hard to get bad pizza. You have to really, like, be a total fucknut to, like, screw pizza up, you know? Like, you gotta be like, oh, yeah, caramel. That'd be a good topping. Throw some more feta cheese on that. Woo!
Yeah. So, I was serious about the aliens, though.
Right.
Next one is a place.
Let's go with Aiken.
Yeah. Bacon. Alright.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know, according to, I believe it was CBS News, it's the prettiest city in the entire country.
Yeah, well.
that's his response, yeah, well.
So, yeah, I'll give it 3 thumbs up for being oh so pretty.
It is a pretty little town.
Yes.
It is nice to drive. I mean, hey, you know, and blink, and you've passed it. It's like, wow, that was
pretty. I'll give it 1 thumbs down for just being a little bit too far away from Augusta.
You think?
Yeah.
Definitely. It's not that far from us.
It is.
It's not that far
from us. It's just slightly too far.
It is just as far. Your parents are farther away than
Aiken. I would definitely say my parents are too far away, too.
Maybe we should, like, relocate your parents to Aiken. Like at gunpoint.
I'll give it another thumbs down for kind of complicated as far as the layout of the streets and stuff.
They do have some weird, weird, weird ass streets. Yeah. They've got like almost like a roundabout, just about.
Yeah, I like.
You know what I'm talking about, right there for the courthouse. It's weird.
This
bizarro. I was confused, and I don't get confused easily by roads.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, do I go this? I was there going out there for jury duty. I was like, what the fuck? Which way do I go? I don't know.
Anyway, Aiken, 7 is an event.
Israel and Lebanon and
ooh.
All that nice stuff.
Ouch.
There.
Ooh, we could spend hours talking about that. Damn. That's some World War III shit right there, man. Yeah. For real. I'm spooked by that.
And then North Korea's creeping.
Well, yeah. It's the axis of evil. It's the evil. Evil.
It's an axis.
I'm sure not trying to reference World War II.
He's like...
Lebanon and Israel and Iran and the end times, the four horsemen raining fire down upon from the heavens. Nick at work said an interesting thing. He was talking with one of his friends who's like ultra conservative Christian guy, and the dude was like, we should just go ahead, get involved now, go just destroy all of them, except for Israel. Just do what we can to bring peace. He says, you read the Bible a lot, right? And dude says, yeah. And he says, well, I read the Bible. It says there's always until the end of days, always going to be strife in the Middle East. That place will always be war-torn. And it does say that. He says, yeah. And he says, so how is it that we are ever going to bring peace to the area if it's always according to the Bible, which you believe in?
Well, that would bring about the end times.
But he doesn't want to bring about the end times.
So,
everybody won heaven, but not one dead.
I think it would be easier.
Red rum.
I mean, if we were going to get rid of somebody, it'd probably be easier to get rid of Israel. It's a lot smaller and far less people.
A lot less suspecting.
That's true, too.
We got your back. No, just a few more feet. No, closer to the big red X.
Not that I'm actually
proposing.
Yeah. We should try to edit that part out.
I'm totally leaving that in. That's awesome.
You Hitler.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll give that five thumbs down. I mean.
Yeah. That's
how could you?
Insane shit right there.
Yeah. I think. I mean, it all started over
two soldiers.
I mean, if Israel had taken prisoner two Hezbollah soldiers, I mean, do you think?
They wouldn't have taken two prisoners. They would have just shot them.
Okay, category number 8 is an idea or concept.
It'd be great.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
I think it'd be great to put...
Oh, is this one of your ideas?
Yes.
Okay. That's first. He's going to fish one of his ideas to you. Watch how quick he gets shot down.
I'm pretty sure it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome to put monster truck tires on a Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
The old Volkswagen Beetle, not the new one.
I think I've seen that.
I would be surprised if it wasn't done. Hadn't been done already. When they put tires on something like that, really all they're doing is putting the shell of the car on top of a monster truck frame. So you could take the Bigfoot shell off and then put something else on there. I think so. I'd drive around.
It'd be fun to drive around at the Volkswagen dealership.
I think only a hippie should be allowed to drive it.
As long as it was an old, bug shell. The new ones are like all hipped up and lame.
I like the new one.
You would.
Yeah. Motors in the front, too.
Yeah, it's kind of less lethal.
Yeah.
Takes the fun out of it,
So
I want to drive a car unless it's lethal, like could potentially crush me in a ordinary fender bender type accident,
Yeah, I'll give your idea 2 thumbs up.
Yes.
And then 2 thumbs down. So stupid. You're so stupid. Category number 9.
Number 9
is a British Royal.
How about Longshanks?
From Braveheart?
Yeah.
All I really know about him is from Braveheart. I think that was Edward III, I think. Was it Edward III?
I don't know. Sure. Why not?
He was a very tall gentleman, like 6'2", I think. So
did he shank you?
Called long shanks. And back then, people were really tiny, like 4 feet,
Did he really have a gay son? I love my dead gay son!
Might be slightly biased towards Braveheart, actually. Yeah.
He seemed to hate Mel Gibson a lot. For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Longshanks.
Yeah, I'll give him 2 thumbs up for being such a good movie
facilitator.
Yeah. And, you know, two thumbs down maybe for being kind of a
bitch.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Killing people.
But he was tall, like I said.
Yeah. Well, he was tall. And he's large.
So the last category is a wild card. So
Microsoft Vista.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Why don't you use your Windows operating system, Vista?
I haven't tried it out yet. I want to try it out.
That didn't stop you with a lot of other things.
I know, but
you review movies you've never seen before. Why can't you? How about this? How about how Windows XP sucks donkey balls?
Yeah. Let's review that.
Yeah.
He likes Windows XP because he's a mutant.
Well, he's just a.
It's a mutant. Horn. They're much like the insect life on your home planet.
Well, I think there's a problem.
Larger, of course.
Honestly, I would not have a problem with Windows if it's actually well made. That's secure. What I mean by well made.
I would like the product if it didn't suck.
Yeah, basically. It's like the kernel, there's still the same problem with the kernel. Well, it's the same kernel they basically use since 3.0.
That damn secret herbs and spices.
I think a lot of the problems that people have with Windows is kind of a result of the fact that it is such a versatile operating system that it is going to run into some problems. It can run on so many different pieces of hardware, and it can, you know, you can do so much stuff with it that, yeah, it's going to have a few holes and leaks and stuff like that. So.
I mean, whenever the problem I have with it is the fact that Microsoft is aware of it, but yet, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to put this patch out here, we're going to do this, do that, do that, and it does nothing, but it's kind of like telling the little boy to put his finger in a dam, and yet there's other holes spraying out with water hitting the kid in the face. Most people's PCs that I know are just crazily overclocked with all this amount of RAM. I can sit there and edit a movie, do whatever I wanted to do fluidly and not have to glitch. I mean,
I'm with him there, man. I mean, I've used XP machine after, and the crazy thing is, every G5 I've seen, every like even G4s are running solidly now, no problems. But I know so many people whose XP machines have just been fried. I mean, completely toasted.
I've had Macs that have done that, so.
I'm just speaking from a personal experience here.
I love OS X. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a very open-minded person when it comes to this kind of stuff because I look at both and I see the advantages, and I think.
I use both too. Yeah. I love both, but I prefer NT is where I stop. And the crazy thing is, now I know you know them online, but I have yet to meet a computer person in person who thinks XP is worth a damn. And that goes for. I mean, I could rattle off a list of probably a good 20 people off the top of my head, aside from the people sitting in this room.
Mm.
People have been using computers as long as you have. People have been using computers more hardcore than you have. People have been using computers, you know, I mean, on and on. I think that's a big testament right there. And the thing is, they're not Mac people, necessarily.
Yeah.
My dad is not a Mac person, but he won't put XP on his computer. He will put 2000, that's it. Chris,
same thing.
Not basically. A Mac person. What?
2000 XP, they're basically the same.
No, they're not.
OS, pretty much.
Native.
In the sense that a car and a semi are the same thing, you're right, yeah.
There's a big difference because with Windows 2000, it's basically built as a... They built two packages of Windows X of 2000, both as NT,
mm-hmm.
which is basically set up for networking, so it's easier to network. Another thing to go on to say, you don't put out an update that automatically turns on the firewall.
Oh, man, mm-hmm. they put out an update that caused people's modems to go offline.
Yeah, so.
And then on top, well, it just shows how shady and how...
Hey, wait, we give you a reason.
This is shady, because here you are.
What do you think they're like, ooh, that's... Today, let's turn all their modems off. That would be really cool.
I don't think that.
Well, no, I do think
that. I just think it's funny that we're like, yeah, and they whacked me in the knees and broke my shins. Yeah, so. What? Yeah, I tell you all these ways they've horribly fucked up. You're like, yeah, so. Yeah, I don't care. So.
Well,
you can't make it a server. You can share the files on it, but you can't make it a server. It can't be a DNS. Yeah,
you can make a Mac of a server by default. You can make. 2000 NT is server. It is a server.
I mean. For example, my Mac has Apache built into it. I mean, stuff that the internet is based on, which also I think is interesting that Microsoft doesn't use their own servers. They run Unix, they don't even have.
Yeah, that's something else, too, that's always bugged me. I mean, what does it tell you about Microsoft when they don't use their own shit? Never trust a cook who doesn't eat their own food. Do not use Windows XP for their servers. Their graphic artists all work on Macs. I mean, I'm just saying, dude. You know, it's like if I go to the Snap-on Tools factory, I'm pretty sure they're probably using Snap-on Tools at the factory to replace the parts that manufacture the tools.
Yeah.
So reviewing Windows Vista.
Or Windows in general.
Windows in general.
It's a pretty good system, I think. I'll give it 3 thumbs up.
Any thumbs down?
I gave it a 169.
For
down.
Having some problems. So.
I gave it a 169 down.
So you want to play a song?
Yeah, it's New Slang by the Shins.
New Slang by the Shins. Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Simon and Garfunkel changed their name to the Shins.
Does that sound like Simon and Garfunkel to you?
Oh, yeah. I kept scrapping to go, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. I can't sing. Hey.
Do you like that?
No.
Seriously?
Really? That's always bummer. Okay. I kind of like that.
I mean, it was, you know, yeah. Vocals were
not hard
good,
kind
yeah.
of hardcore enough for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about hardcore.
Didn't have enough screaming.
No, it's not even with that. I can deal with it. You know all the solid screaming stuff. I love Dashboard and Fictional.
You pussy.
You like Dashboard Confessional too.
You're right.
We're going to do something different here. This is something just for this podcast. A special game we're going to play right now. I am actually going to be the game master of this one.
Not game master, no.
And Snoop Toddy Todd and Sir Mildred Pierce are going to be the contestants, and I'm going to keep score. This is called Rapper or Wrestler.
All right.
Now, I have this list of names here. I'm going to read the names. I start off easy, and they get harder. Okay.
Okay, was this like WWE wrestling? Or
no. No, it's wrestling
like
all over.
Like Lucha Libre wrestling?
Yeah, actually, I got some Mexican wrestlers and some, you know, I went to Wikipedia and just started reading up on wrestlers. So I'm going to read this list of names, and you guys are going to tell me if it's a rapper or a wrestler. I'll tell you if you're right or not and assign points based off your answers. So, okay, ready? Here we go. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, rapper.
Is there definitely a wrestler.
Are you
just kidding? That, no, it's right.
Okay, good job. Yes, that's right. Eight Off the Assassin. Let's say wrestler.
How do you spell that? Eight? Like the number eight?
Yeah.
Eight Off? I'm going to say rapper.
Rapper is correct.
Oh, poop.
Okay, Sergeant Slaughter.
Wrestler.
Yeah, who would have thought? As I said, they get harder. Kane.
Wrestler. With
a K? Kane, with a K.
I think that's a wrestler. Isn't there a wrestler named Kane?
Wrestler. That's right. Wrestler.
It's probably a rapper named Kane, too.
No, there's a rapper named Big Daddy Kane. Okay, like I said, they get trickier. J.Ru the Damager.
Rapper.
Wrestler.
Rapper.
Oops.
Okay.
I'm losing.
PLO.
PLO, like initials?
Yes.
A rapper.
You know a rapper, too.
Rapper? It is a rapper. Okay. Shaheem the Rugged Child.
I'd say rapper.
Rapper.
Yes, that is a rapper.
How can you say wrestler?
Okay. Starman.
Wrestler. / movie / comic book hero.
I'll say wrestler.
It is a wrestler. That's right. Steezo.
A rapper.
Rapper.
Good job. Yes, Steezo is a rapper. Very well underground, not well known. Junkyard Dog.
Wrestler.
That's right. You know, I'm not into wrestlers at all.
That's cool. Yeah. Me neither.
Freeze.
Wrestler.
Rapper.
Todd is right.
Because I saw that guy. He had like a ninja mask.
Okay.
And he would like rip it off.
By the way, I meant to mention this before. Some of these, just for the sake of making it a little more confusing, I have actually like corrected the spelling and pronunciation of. Because it's actually J.Ru the Damaja and Del the Funky Homo Sapien. So I thought it made it a little too obvious. So I wanted to kind of just, I'm not trying to really like fool you guys, but just to make it a little. Yeah, make it a little less obvious. So it's like, it's sticky fingers, you know. Did I say that one already?
Yeah, but that's a rapper.
That's a rapper.
Yes. That's a gimme right there. Oops, my fault. Okay. Havoc.
Wrestler.
Rapper.
I think there's also a wrestler.
Iceman.
It's probably both. I bet there's both.
I'm gonna
did you
go
check to see if there's both?
No, I did not.
I'm going to go with wrestler.
Probably, I honestly think it's both, but I'm gonna say wrestler for this one.
Wrestler. King Slender.
I'm gonna go with a rapper on that one.
Yeah, rapper.
Nope. Wrestler.
Crap.
Bobcat. No.
Wrestler.
Oh. Wrestler.
Rapper. Black Warrior.
I'm going with rapper.
If there is a wrestler, I'm sure there's a rapper. So I'm going to say rapper.
Wrestler.
Whoa.
Damien the Terrible.
Wrestler.
Rapper.
Wrestler.
Damn.
Yes. Kirby Mac.
Oof. Rapper. Is it related to Bernie Mac?
Kirby Mac.
I think rapper.
Wrestler.
Crap, I could have took the lead.
Chili Chill.
Rapper.
rapper.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Worked with Ice Cube a lot. King Kong Bundy.
Wrestler.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Rampage.
Sounds like another one of you both.
Rapper.
Wrestler.
Rapper.
Damn.
Score's now tied.
Yes.
Master Killer.
Rapper.
Rapper.
Yes. From the Wu-Tang Clan. Several of these are from Wu-Tang, actually. Greg the Hammer.
Wrestler.
Yes, that's right. Madness.
I'm going with rapper.
I'm going to say... Wrestler.
Rapper.
Damn. Yes!
Todd just took the lead. MC Madness, known for his work with DJ Magic Mike. See, like I dropped the MC there.
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain.
Wrestler.
Yes. Ironic, isn't it? Charlie Tuna.
I'm going to say rapper.
Of Jurassic 5, that's right.
Jurassic 5.
Damien 666.
Wrestler.
Yes. Phil the Agony.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to venture into rap land.
I'm going to say wrestler. That sounds like...
Rapper.
Damn.
Dude.
Part of the Alcoholics crew.
You're lame. You're lamer.
Phil the Agony. Phil the Agony.
Yes.
Wrestler said rapper. Why didn't say rapper?
L.A. Park.
Rapper.
Wrestler. Todd wins by 2 points. Boy, the home team never wins. Have you noticed this?
I think I could take him in another category.
So let's have an MC battle right now.
Dude, I would die in like 3 seconds. I'm not even gonna try to.
So yeah, that's a rapper versus wrestler. Just a one time thing. Cool. I don't know, maybe we might do that again years from now. So that was rapper or wrestler.
Yeah. Do you wanna play a track?
L Cool J.
Does it use Funky Drummer?
Yeah, it does. How did you know that?
I listen to LL sometimes. He's got like 6 songs that use Funky Drummer. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
This is a hip hop classic. Check it out.
I like anything that's got Funky Drummer.
People, let me see if you could dance to the Ripper. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting busier. I'm double platinum. I'm watching you get dizzier. Check out the way I say my, the flame, I play my. Tang on the back, behind the cool without the NY. I love to ride the groove because the groove is smooth and makes me move. And I'll improve as it goes on, as it goes on. When you see me, don't ask me if the show's on. How that sound? Don't come around. Playing the close ground. Pulling my jocks to be down. You need to stay down, way down, because you're low down. Do that dance, the prince of rappers gonna slow down. Aiming the breeze while I'm killing MCs. I'ma keep on hitting you with rough LPs. Day after day. This beats Bacardi. I go to the show and terrorize MCs, don't you know? Moving my hand like I'm playing the piano. Don't touch the dial, don't change the channel. Don't trust me, hear you say I ain't debonair. I'm better than any MC out there. As a matter of fact, suckers can't compare. When I'm rocking the mic, people stop and stare at.
I just love the way that track ends. People stop and stare at. And then, you know, you're like, who they stare at?
That's brilliant.
I don't know.
Was that a diss song towards somebody specific?
Yes, towards Kool Moe Dee. What happened? Yeah. I'll recap it just real briefly because it's one of the most interesting diss battles in hip. Probably the most notorious.
Too. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Was Kool Moe Dee was originally in a group called Treacherous Three, which you saw in Beat Street. They're old school. They way before L Cool J started rhyming, right? Kool Moe Dee went solo. And on his first album, he was solo. After LL Cool J come out, he took a photo. For the cover, it was him in front of a Jeep, and the Jeep's tire was on a Kangol. And LL Cool J was known for the Kangols, okay? The thing is, it's interesting to point out that LL Cool J is definitely not as skilled as Kool Moe Dee is on the mic, but LL Cool J has lasted longer. Like, Kool Moe Dee, I don't know if he's put out an album recently. If he has, I haven't heard about it. And LL Cool J has certainly been the more successful of the two of them, but at the same time, you know, Cool J stopped writing his own lyrics, and as Jay-Z ghostwrite his lyrics for him, which is like a big no-no in hip-hop. And that was a diss war that never resulted in bloodshed.
It's another time, you know.
Since that's old school, let's play something else old school. Let's have the guest spot. We talked last week about, you know, why I don't sleep in the same room with people. You're going to hear a lot more about that now, particularly with Craig, because although I love Craig to death, he isn't an insane person, and he liked to get naked a lot.
The guest spot.
Whenever you play Erotica by Madonna, our friend Craig, who weighed about 230 at the time, would commence to striptease down to his boxer shorts, and that's it. But on the night in question, where all this had occurred, with Jerry getting molested, he took his pants down to butt nakedness. He's got his shirt on, but was butt naked, flossing his ass with his belt. Which is what caused me to laugh till I vomited, and our friend Tony to fall into the ground, and he was motionless except for an occasional spasm because he could not get enough air back in his lungs. He was laughing too hard, seeing a 230 pound white dude with a fade flossing his ass with his braided belt.
Nothing but a G-string, babe.
I guess so. But, yeah.
Did he stick his balls in Tony's face?
No, he didn't. No, that was that dream you had.
Oh, yeah.
No, he grabbed his nuts and stretched them up and was rubbing them in front of
Tony. Oh, that was
like that. And Tony got, like, sick. Tony starts gagging. I'm like, fucking, I'm literally laying in a puddle of my own piss because of this. And I wasn't drunk. That's the best thing, is I was fucking stone sober. And I was just like, it can't be real. We were at band practice one day. For some damn reason, whenever EVA would get on the mic and do Rapper's Delight, Craig would start booty dancing like a woman.
Yeah, like
he
chick.
Would get behind Sean and like try to rub on him.
A hip, and Sean
would
be like,
that's why for the longest time I thought it went bang. It was, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping, rubbing, feeling my breast. That's how I thought it went for the longest time because I'd never heard this shit before. And I'm like, dude, this gross, quit.
No.
Well, anyway, one day, out of nowhere, no one's done this in years. EVA grabs the mic, boys on the drums, and here it comes. I said a hip, huh? And then Craig starts shoveling. He's over there by the window. Here's the problem. He drops his pants. Naked. Jerry goes up behind him and drops his pants. Naked. Now we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Because there was people. They saw the...
Yeah, we didn't though. There was people in the court outside the window playing basketball.
An entire family with an exchange student.
Playing basketball. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing?
This isn't like a wholesome white rich neighborhood.
Money. like high fours.
Oh, yeah.
These houses are expensive.
And we
weren't even looking. We saw him dance, turn around, go. And we turn around again and realize these guys are naked. And we're like,
what's the matter with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And this went on for like, how long did you think that went on for?
Not long, because I walked out.
Yeah.
But then I heard ding dong. And the father of the family that had just seen the fake molestation in the window.
Excuse me, ma'am, there are some gay people frolicking in your
upstairs. So,
wow.
And remember, those are true stories.
Wow.
It's cool.
Since we're talking about, you know, since the guest spot was talking about old school things, why don't we talk about this day in history?
Okay.
This day in history.
What's today? Today's the 19th, I guess?
Yes.
July
19th.
Man, this might be the most, this might actually be the most boring day.
That can't be, because last week was the most boring day. Kidding.
I found something interesting. Okay, in 1879, Doc Holliday kills for the first time after a man shoots up Holliday's New Mexico saloon.
Wow. So,
he was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know what he was a doctor of?
Murder?
He was a dentist.
Wow, he's a dentist.
My dad was, that's his favorite okay corral.
Your dad is a dentist, so your dad, like, idolized, like, Doc Holliday?
Yeah.
Has he killed any of his patients?
Not that we know of yet.
Not the guy. Most of them got hushed up.
That was always his, internet name, Doc Holliday.
Your dad?
Yeah. That's what he always used on internets. Even back in the day when it was more fashionable to use your real name, like on BBSs and stuff.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
He was definitely ahead of his time.
Your dad. Wow. So, your dad killed a bunch of people? You think it would have been cool if, like, Doc Holliday had, like, a hockey mask?
In a butcher knife.
And, like, bumped off, like, scantily clad teenagers one by one?
Yeah, scantily clad.
Woohoo, got a heap of trouble with the OK Corral. Time to go kill me some promiscuous teens.
Serial killers of the Old West. Caught on videotape.
Dun, 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 dun.
The tumble goes across and leaves blood stains.
So here's an interesting one, but it's too short. Like it's missing the
actual... Too short. What about too short? In this day in history, too short was in the house. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not that interesting, actually. This is interesting, even though it's not really. It is for me. In 1912, a meteorite with an estimated mass of 190 kilograms exploded over the town of Holbrook in Navajo County, Arizona, causing approximately 16,000 pieces of debris to rain down on the town.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Awesome.
That would be awesome if it happened here.
Especially if it happened, like, during the James Brown Music Festival.
I'm surprised that God didn't smite us then.
Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, you know, like, the Augusta Chronicle, like, you know, was struck by all these, you know, fragments of meteors, like, it was the hand of God, you know. I shall smite thee, William Morris!
So do you ever worry about, like, a giant meteorite hitting the Earth?
Only on a daily basis.
Yeah. Kind of like how I think a nuclear war on a daily basis. Yeah.
Only in the shower.
Only after eating Mexican food. But I digress.
Do you worry about that kind of stuff? Like the apocalypse and stuff? Or
I don't worry about like meteors and crap like that.
Yeah. Like in that movie Armageddon?
No. I mean, this is what I was thinking about. You know, we have this nice little system called the Star Wars system. Mm. I figure if it's good to blow up nukes, it could blow up a meteor if need be.
It's a little flaw with that, Todd. It's not good for blowing up nukes.
Oh, never mind then.
It's like, you might as well call it the money pit.
It's not even, like, real.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, I'm pretty sure
even
that...
You gotta keep in mind, like, any meteorite that's gonna obliterate the Earth is gonna be quite a bit larger than a warhead.
I can't say this, though.
Okay.
Get MacGyver and Stephen Hawking together and they can stop anything.
Stephen Hawking will be like, oh, shit, we're fucked. Let's go into the caves. So, any other interesting tidbits?
Yeah. In 1985, U.S. Vice President George H.W. Bush announces that New Hampshire teacher Krista McAuliffe will become the first school teacher to ride aboard the space shuttle.
Oh, whatever happened to her? Did she, I mean, was it good? You know, she, they know what kind of shampoo she used? You know how they know that? Because they looked in her bathroom. They saw it. Like,
so what kind?
Turns out it was Pearl.
Yeah.
And shoulders on that. Yeah. You know how many astronauts can fit in a Volkswagen?
How many?
Yeah, I'm sure it seats 4 comfortably. You know what the last thing to go through is Krista McAuliffe's mind was? Probably like that. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I mean, who can say? I mean, I think her death
probably
was
like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't instantaneous. It took a while.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wasn't this the Challenger?
Yeah.
Because
saw that live. I remember
hiding
my class.
My
we used to every time we had one once a month, we would get together as a school.
That was a big deal for schools too, because of Chris McCullough too. That they really pushed that.
And so I remember watching that, and I remember being confused, not knowing. Like I was like, okay, so the shuttle went off, and I didn't realize it had blown up. I did not understand. You know,
I was really obsessed with the space program at the time and stuff. I was like one of those space camp kids, you know, that want to go to space camp.
We are space camp kids.
I want to be an astronaut, you know.
You are an astronaut.
Yeah, no, I still want to be an astronaut.
Especially for kids.
But I did not see it live. We didn't watch it, so I was really disappointed. So,
I don't have the horror of
it. I mean, in retrospect.
You know, association with it. And then I was at work when the second one blew up. I was like...
I was
working in a call center actually, and all these people kept saying like, "Oh, I gotta go. The space shuttle blew up." I was like, "What?" And after the third person said that, I was like, "Whoa!
Why do they have to go?
Because they're gonna go help."
That's like everyone.
Let's go get our fire extinguisher. Come on, and you know, or hot air balloon, and go up there.
I found out about that.
Fire.
Wow.
You know, it was crazy. Was after the second one blew up, all those people were selling parts of it on eBay.
Mm.
Yeah, that is messed up.
And they arrested a lot of those people, too.
Yeah.
Because that's like federal property or something, you know? Like, there's like a law against
them. When was this one?
Lands in your yard, you know, never be able to keep it.
This was like 3 or 4 years
ago. And they were telling everybody don't touch it because there might be dangerous chemicals on it.
They were saying that just to keep it because they don't have the parts back.
It's total bullshit.
And then, it's similar to the same retrospect. Like, I was in school whenever September 11th happened.
Yeah. So, how about JFK? How did you find out JFK had been shot?
Well, being the fact that I wasn't alive at that time, I was still a twinkle in my mother's eye and still jingling in my father's
horns. I didn't mean to ruin the end.
Oh, shit!
Last thing I got here.
Working on it.
In 1989, a DC-10, a Douglas DC-10, carrying 296 people crashes in Sioux City, Iowa, killing 112. But due to extraordinary efforts by the pilot and his crew, 184 on board survived. Do you remember that one?
You know, you said this is the most boring day in history, but the space shuttle blew up.
Well, no.
This meteor crashed. This airplane crashed. This was the most exciting day in history. A lot of shit went down, man.
Well,
who was born? Who else was born today? You know, the Ayatollah Khomeini? I mean, come on. Satan.
Do you remember that crash?
No.
It's
not as well as you did.
It's probably one of the more famous crashes because it was captured on videotape.
Really?
There's kind of a modern stereotype of like planes crashing in cornfields, and that's kind of where that came from. But the famous video, you can see it crashing at the airport, and it kind of does this cartwheel kind of thing, and is definitely more well known than most because of that.
Did it crash while it was taken off or while it was landing?
It lost its hydraulics in mid-flight. So that's what it mentioned, the extraordinary effort of the crew to save it.
Ironically, they were all killed by taxi cabs walking out from the way from the airport.
Yeah. Right. All right. So that's it.
Yeah. So stay in history.
Can I play my song now?
Yeah. Let's play another song.
I thought of a song I wanted to play because of the last song you played. This is the first song that really kind of made me realize that people use breakbeats or something, you know? It kind of really stuck out in my head that, you know, breakbeats are something unto themselves. So it's a song that's got funky drummer in it. I think it came out when I was in high school, and it's a Pizzicato 5 song.
Okay.
And it's totally the other end of the spectrum as far as songs that use funky drummer, because LL Cool J, nobody can make that breakbeat sound as hard as he does. But in my mind, it's always a very kind of toned down beat, because this is the song that really makes me think of it.
I don't think it's toned down, but I think it's more, usually when I hear it, I think of fun.
He made it
like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And usually it's like, yeah, hey, let's all go out and party.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
So, there's something.
Let's go kill some hookers.
Okay.
Baby Love Child.
Baby Love Child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Pizzicato 5 with their Baby Love Child. Let's go kill some hookers.
We are in bed at night. I can't.
Maybe it was like, attention!
Adults.
Wow, that was something.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that was actually, I liked that pretty good, except the scratching was a little kind of.
It was okay. Yeah.
It was okay. So.
You like that better than the first one you played?
Yeah, actually I did.
It's a weird
because the Shin sounded kind of boring.
I like the Shin song.
It's just kind of boring.
It grows on you.
It made me want to run through a field of daisies.
Most things do.
That's true.
So, let's review some movies.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Right.
What a clever title. The fat cat returns, and this time we find him ruling over a castle in London in a case of mistaken identity. Like the Garfield movie that came out 2 years ago, wacky dogs, cats, and various barnyard animals manage to make humans look like bumbling idiots, creating gut-busting moments for the kids. That's a dirty, filthy lie about the creating gut-busting moments for kids. Now, Garfield himself might be busting a gut, you know, but... You know, I have a feeling, like the comic, the movie is not funny.
I'm going to give it 10 stars, definitely, without a doubt. So.
I'm going to give you 10 stars, and I whack you over the head with a baseball bat.
Well, I'm glad they made it, because if they're going to make a sequel to Garfield, they're definitely going to make a sequel to Serenity, so how could they not?
So. Wow, that's some bizarre logic right there.
I think... Does it say the studio on there? I think Garfield was put out by Fox. So
I don't know.
Just a yet. Yet
that was another. Put out by the bowels of Satan.
They probably.
I give that 2 stars.
The whole
Satan?
Garfield.
Yes,
and
I give that. And oddly enough, I give the bowels of Satan more stars than Garfield because I give it 1.
Oh.
The whole Garfield Serenity thing. It's not a very good analogy because Garfield really did actually make a lot of money. So it made like $200 million in the theater. So.
Who were those people?
Kids. Parents and the kids. It's, I mean, they're not marketing the movie towards you.
I know, but...
For certain, so... I'll give it 4, maybe.
I just think of the movies that I watched when I was a maybe kid, 5, like The Goonies.
Yeah, but even a little bit younger than that, I think. I think it's...
Chicken Run was an awesome movie. SpongeBob SquarePants movie was halfway decent.
Most really well-done kids' movies should appeal to adults.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Half the audience that's going to watch it is going to be adults because they have to marry. And who knows? Maybe Garfield the movie isn't that bad. So
Babe was really good.
Babe was awesome. I think that's one of the best kids movies out there. So
yeah. So
there's actually a scene in 6 Feet Under where one of the characters is watching a movie and the guy that plays the guy on Babe comes up there and he's like, "What you watching?" And he's like, "Babe."
Really?
And he doesn't. That's all they say. There's no real comment on it. Yeah, I wish he would have said something like, "Oh yeah, I've seen that." I didn't really like care for it.
Garfield? I'll give it 1 star in the hope that someone will go back in and either one, erase all of Garfield's dialogue.
It's good remix fodder.
Or even possibly remix it with Monty Python and Search for the Holy Grail.
You know, we definitely need more live-action movies with talking animals. Because they've all been so good.
Well, like Babe?
Babe was the last good one I can think of. So, you know, and Mr. Ed is going to come out. All right. Waist deep. An ex-con gets carjacked with his young son in the back seat. Not being able to seek help from the police, he takes matters into his own hands, robbing banks to come up with enough loot for the ransom.
You know my thing about movie titles with 2 words in it. And that
they rock.
Waist deep. I mean,
it doesn't even sound like it has anything to do with the title. The title probably has nothing to do with the film. Because I was reading a review about this on
our I think they're kind of like implying that he's waist deep in shit or something.
It's got The Game, who's a rapper, which that's the thing now. If you're a successful rapper, you have to do it. And you always, they all do the same, this is the amazing thing. Not only do they all do the same music about the same things, but they all play the same roles in the movie. You'll never see one of them like Mos Def will do like...
He did Hitchhikers and...
Yeah, well no, he does a variety of films.
Yeah.
He plays a variety of characters. But The Game is playing I know. Hold your... sit down. You're going to be surprised. Okay? Sit down. He's playing a gangster.
I thought most
has he been shot in the movie?
And did you see 16 Blocks?
No.
Oh, that's a good movie. He's most definitely in
it. I was intrigued by it.
It's good.
Well, I mean, he did Monsters Ball, where he played a completely different character.
I haven't seen
there.
That yet.
He played in... it came out like 2 years ago.
Italian Job?
The Italian Job, yes. Italian... Okay, Tim was in I'm sorry. Waist Deep, 2 stars.
2? Man.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
I'm giving it 1 for the idea that there may be defecation involved.
So what turns you off about the movie?
It's very cliched.
Yeah.
Like extremely, like, direct-to-video. People will go be like, what should we do this weekend? Stare at the wall or watch Waist Deep?
Maybe we won't
be
Waist Deep.
Would be Wood.
Okay. And moving along, here's one that you can't possibly give a bad rating to, Mr. Pierce.
Okay.
Unidentified. I have not heard of this film. Oh, nothing about
man.
This film.
Me neither.
I've heard about this.
Two reporters investigate a UFO sighting in a small Texas town. Differing religious beliefs create tension between the co-workers, who may end up with a spiritual spin on their assignment in this Christian film.
Really?
Left Behind goes X-Files, basically.
Yeah. I've got to say this. I give it a 1 for an attempt for a creative plot.
But I have a feeling the direction is probably not that great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 5 or 6.
I'm gonna step out and give it a 4.
That's pretty high.
What's even worse is I'm the religious.
I have given some good reviews.
I'm the heavy. I'm the heavy religious one. I'm giving it a 1.
Wow, that's weird. Yeah, I'm giving it a 7. Oh, my 7.
God. Yeah, I'm not gonna give it the number.
Did you say I'm like within the very large Christian community at large? Is belief in like UFOs and aliens, is that like, would you think that's above normal or like below normal?
I have no idea.
I think that there's, you know, honestly. This is where I get a little weird with it. I believe there could be a possibility there could be life more than just that.
Well, I think any reasonable person would be open to the possibility.
You know, I'm not going to say that it's so. It could be a possibility, but...
I think that UFOs do not exist, and women should not have the right to vote. I also believe that mankind should have never unleashed the power of fire, and that medicine is a curse of the devil to destroy us, and that clothing should be optional.
And we should all have 10 wives.
So what do you think of, like, all the UFO sightings and stuff? Do you think they're mistaken or lies?
I think a lot of times it's a cover-up for some guy going on a drunken binge, and one of his buddies decide they're going to try to sodom him.
To the bus that's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus that's gonna make you stop going rubber dub. Get onto the bus that's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus that's gonna make you stop going rubber dub.
Soul Coughing with West to be host club. Like cool. That, Todd?
Yeah, that was actually quite impressive and different. And, you know, I think they're possibly foretelling a warning that is Mellow Yellow Mountain Dew. The public a possible low sperm count. Yellow number 5.
Well, so while we have Todd here, we haven't done this in a while. We've done this since podcast 0.
Tech call of the week.
My favorite ones that I've heard so far is where this old guy called up and he was freaking out, really upset. He's like, I don't know what to do. I need your help. I need to get these naked ladies off my screen before my pacemaker explodes. Another good one is when I had to deal with Scott, he was like, I don't know what's going on with your service. I don't know what's happening, but my fax machine is not working right with your system. And I'm like, sir, your fax machine has nothing to do with your... Yes, it does! It's saying that your signal is not bringing across my faxes the way it's supposed to be. Sir, I'm telling you, it's nothing to do with your fax machine, and our internet has nothing to do with that. You're sitting there right behind me, listening to this whole thing going on, and finally the guy hung up.
This is when you're on a cable, like cable internet
service. Yes, cable internet service. Yeah. Another good one was, I feel that the internet is slowly, slowly depriving America of literacy. A lady who called and she was, you know, from Arkansas. She was like, well, I don't know what's going on here.
I think
here.
Arkansas is doing more to deprive America of literacy than the internet is.
I don't know. It's just my email address isn't working right. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on with it? What type of message is it giving you? Well, saying that my email address doesn't... I'm like, I'm going myself, what? What's going on here? And she's like... I'm like, ma'am, are you... I'm speechless at this point. Then she's like, it doesn't V-A-L-I-D, Valad. I had them muted. I'm automatically on mine. I've gotten Valad the Impaler standing next to her saying, you do not validate.
My two personal favorites, these are both real. The guy called me and he's like, yeah, man. He's from Louisiana, from Baton Rouge.
Let me tell you,
people, it amazes me. You know, Southern accents, I can understand it's a little bit of the South. But people in Louisiana are not speaking English.
That's a whole new level.
That's like, I understand Australians more than I understand, you know, or English people. I mean, I know that's the original English, blah, 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 blah. But Baton Rouge people, I understand Jamaicans better than I understand. Yeah, man, I got this higher computer, got this... I got my friend got a program on his computer, and I don't know why I can't open it up on my computer.
I remember this.
Sir, do you have the program installed on your computer? Well, guys, no, I just want to open up programs on his computer on my computer. Okay, sir, do you have the program installed on your computer? Turns out he didn't, and didn't understand why he would need to do that. The other one, the woman who called up, and she said that, I just got my email address and password, and I went to this website to buy a dress online, and it wouldn't take my email address and password. I said, well, ma'am, you need to contact the administrator of that website, you know, to find out what's wrong with your account. She said, no, you don't understand. I put your email address and your password in there, and it wouldn't take it. I'm like, okay, ma'am, but that's the information that they have set up. No, it's your email. Okay, ma'am, did you set up an account with this company? What do you mean? I got your email address and your password. That's all I need, right? So I can log in to website. No, ma'am. You have to set up accounts with these companies. You have to go there. You give them your email address and password when you set up your account, and then the email goes to that email address. But we don't have any control over it. Just did not understand and hung up frustrated and mad, which is what always happens. Whenever the more ignorant they are, the angrier they get at you.
You know, I think I'm going to take it back
a little
bit. It
is your fault that they do not understand that they are stupid. More natural.
Well, I have one more from off. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm all laid back. You know, I'm trying to almost kind of take a nap, kind of not. You know.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you're like, man, I don't want to take a call, but you know, if it one comes in, I gotta be prepared. Lady calls in hysterical, not on the verge of tears, but on the verge of nearly having. She's almost hyperventilating.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to do. I got a virus. Because we get people that call like this and say this every day, and
I got the woman. I'm at the end of my rope. My email's not working. I'm like, it's email, and you just got it. It's not even something you've got fondness for yet. You know why are you? Oh, jeez.
And then she goes, and I go, say, ma'am, how do you know that she has a virus on her system? I'm thinking, okay, maybe she just thinks she has one.
Yeah.
Pop up, you know, and then she goes, I'll say, Norton says I have it, what do I do? Do I hit okay? I automatically I become this woman's support group. I feel like I'm in a battered woman's shelter, and I'm the only person in the room, and she needs someone to talk to, and she's asking me for advice. Do I leave them or not? I don't know what to do. I love them. So she does this.
He kisses me with his face.
But so she goes on and on. I'm like, ma'am, you need to call Norton. In my mind, I'm thinking it's the freaking Budai and I, and her computer's gone for the rest of her life because she's too stupid to run the reinstalling software. So I'm like, ma'am, you need to call. They charge me $40 an hour. I already tried. I'm like, ma'am, there's nothing else I can do. Well, fine then, and hangs up. Well, there's a lady that me and EBA both know, and she's sitting across from me, and next thing you know, she's like, she starts getting loud. She's like, no, ma'am, I cannot help you with that. And she got the same lady that was talking to me. And I was just like, man.
I love it when they're like, that my favorites, my absolute favorites that people call up, like, yeah, my cable TV's not working. Okay, well, sir, I'm very sorry your cable TV's not working. I'd be more than happy to look at your account. No, y'all need to look at my account. Just come out here and fix it. Click. Sure, I'll send someone right out to your address. Where is it? Oh, I don't know, because you guys fucking hung up.
Those are always beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's some tech calls for you there. Fine. Making up for all the tech calls we didn't do last time. Yeah.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Mr. Toddy Todd here has a website.
Yeah, I have basically right now it's just a blog. It's asitfallsdown.com.
Check it out.
Random.
You're going to get your artwork up there soon.
Yeah, I'm going to get
He's
some art.
He's an extremely talented artiste. Sketchbooks are just amazing. Jaw-dropping. And any shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out to Skeletor1.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a shout-out to someone that I hope will listen to this and... this is a good friend of mine I haven't talked to in a long time, Celeste.
Want to give a shout-out to all of our regular listeners. Thanks, everybody who emailed in. Please email us. You know, if I don't get 500 emails before January 1st of 2007, then the Lord's going to call me home.
He's going to join John Hagee.
I know a lot of you want that to happen, so cool. Maybe I shouldn't mention that.
Because
God's been out to kill me since I was born. So, and any shout-outs, Mr. Pierce?
I'll give a shout-out to the crew of STS-121. So, okay. Welcome home.
We can always give a shout-out to the Sebs crew.
Should big up the Sebs. Sebs represent?
Yes.
Q, Mothra, Satire. Creaky shout-outs to Sir Mildred Pierce's chair. No, big up to Dave, one of our most hardcore listeners. Thanks to you for listening. If you like
You're
this,
welcome.
Please tell your friends. So now we're going to head out with some turntablism.
Yeah.
And enjoy. Wiki Wiki. Like, oh shit, we're fucked.